Hello, this is Hypnomaster D. This recording is to introduce you and your subconscious to my method of hypnosis, which I call the Global Suggestion. By using the Global Suggestion, I've helped a lot of people to grow into themselves, to overcome daily challenges, and to achieve great pleasures. For you, this introductory experience should prepare you to enjoy the more advanced effects that are possible with the Global Suggestion. And it should help you decide what changes you want to pursue in your own life. Before we get started, be sure you're in a quiet place, alone, comfortable, with no distractions. And let your body and mind respond to my voice only when you're feeling safe and comfortable in doing so. Now, every hypnotist does things a little differently, so while you're getting comfortable, let me tell you about my method. First, I'm glad you're interested in hypnosis. Not many people realize just how powerfully it can assist you. But in fact, it works so well because your subconscious craves so much to follow instructions, and the effects can be quite intense. Some people wonder whether they're good subjects for hypnosis. In fact, everyone goes into trance on some level every day. When you watch TV, or when you zone out while driving, that sort of thing. But it's especially useful if you've ever been hypnotized before, if you've done much meditation or done yoga, or if you've experienced memory gaps or lost time. Those sorts of things all mean that you already know the path to your subconscious. In fact, as you can tell, it's all about your subconscious. She's there with you now. She's watching you and your surroundings. She's monitoring you. She's helping. She's assisting. She's protecting. She's nudging. She can do a lot for you. She can control your sensations, control your body, your behavior, control your memories. She knows your real abilities. She knows what you really need. She knows what you can trust. In short, your subconscious, she's very powerful. But for all that power, what your subconscious truly craves are simple instructions to follow. She wants plain rules in black and white. And whatever the subconscious craves, that's the universe of what's possible. Now, hypnosis is just a way to help your conscious mind drift up and out of the way for a bit to help the healing happen. That leaves your subconscious awake and alert and open to my instructions, my very clear, simple instructions. And then when your conscious mind is awake and alert again, you discover that my words are guiding you, guiding your sensations, your body, and your behavior. That's one way my hypnosis is different from others. Many hypnotists put people into a trance and wake them up later with no idea what's been happening. But I like to keep that part of the trance short, just long enough to give instructions to the subconscious. And your conscious mind gets to experience all the interesting effects afterward when you're fully awake and can appreciate them. Do you find all this exciting? Very good. That's your subconscious nudging you to keep going. Now, I want you to let your eyes settle on some small object that you can see comfortably. Just focus on it. Let it fill your vision. That's it. Keep watching it. Don't let it get away. Your eyelids will get heavier and heavier as you watch it. But I want you to keep watching as long as you can. Because when your eyes do finally close, they will stay closed. Keep watching the object. And notice the muscles in your feet. That's right, all the muscles in your feet. They go loose and limp and soft. And all that tension evaporates and flows up and out of your body with your next breath. Keep watching the object. That's it. Now all the muscles in your shins and calves, all the muscles go loose and limp and soft, and all that tension evaporates and flows up and out of your body with your next breath. Keep watching the object. Now your knees, all the muscles in your knees go loose and limp and soft, and all that tension evaporates and flows up and out of your body with your next breath. And now your thighs, all the muscles in your thighs go loose and limp and soft, and all that tension evaporates and flows up and out of your body with your next breath. And now your bottom, all the muscles in your bottom, go loose and limp and soft. And all that tension evaporates and flows up and out of your body with your next breath. Now your belly, all the muscles in your belly go loose and limp and soft. And all that tension evaporates and flows up and out of your body with your next breath. And now your chest, all the muscles in your chest go loose and limp and soft. And all that tension evaporates and flows up and out of your body with your next breath. And now your arms, all the muscles in your arms go loose and limp and soft. And all that tension evaporates and flows up and out of your body with your next breath. And now your back, all the muscles in your back, one by one, go loose and limp and soft. And all that tension evaporates and flows up and out of your body with your next breath. And now your shoulders, all the muscles, left and right, go loose and limp and soft, and all that tension evaporates and flows up and out of your body with your next breath. And now your face, all the muscles in your face simply melt, and your eyes are now tight closed, and your focus is entirely on my voice. My voice is telling you that you're floating on your back in a hot tub, huge hot tub, held up, floating on the surface, looking straight up, held up by that hot air, hot bubbles, hot water, floating, warm, comfortable, weightless, looking straight up. And my voice is way above you like a star on the edge of space, looking straight up at that star in the deep blue black of space way above you, and you want to follow my voice. You're weightless, floating in that hot tub, looking straight up at the star. And your body begins to rise. Rises up towards me, slowly at first, rising towards me, towards that deep blue black of space where everything is so warm and peaceful and comfortable. Rising, accelerating now, faster, higher, lighter, faster, higher, lighter, up towards the deep blue black of space where it's so peaceful and comfortable and warm. Faster, faster. Your mind begins to separate from your body, and your mind races up all by itself, racing towards me even faster now. Lighter, higher, faster, your mind racing towards the sky, racing towards space. Sensations are left behind. All of the sounds besides my voice are left behind. Higher, faster, almost there, gone, utterly gone. No thoughts. No time, no concerns, simply drift, calm, peaceful, easy, quiet, drift. And now I want to hear from your subconscious. Hello, subconscious. I'm pleased to meet you. She's off drifting now, yes? Just let her drift. You can manage things while she's gone. I'm glad to talk to you because I know that you play a really important role in her life. I know that you do what you can to make her stronger and happier. You may be her core or her guardian or her protector or her conscience or her inspiration or her guide or her controller. Yes? It can be hard work, I know, but it's so necessary. And I know that to do those things for her, you're able to control her mind and her body, right? Are you able to arouse her? Are you able to make her see things? Are you able to make her hear things? Are you able to put her in a new, vivid place, or sweep her body with an emotion, or hide a memory. Those are powerful things, I know. And I'm going to show you how to use them to make her happier and stronger. You remember I told her before that I was going to give you a clear, simple instruction? Well, this is it. Whenever her conscious mind is awake, stay nearby. Pay close attention to what I say. When I tell your conscious self that she is doing something, your job is to make it so. When I tell your conscious self that she is feeling something, you are to make her feel it. When I tell your conscious self how to behave, you're to make it so. That's my instruction. Can you do that for me? I'm sure you can. I know how much you enjoy following my instructions. So, in a few minutes when I tell her that I'm massaging her shoulders, make sure she feels that. When I tell her that a shiver is running up and down her back, make sure she feels that. When I tell her to feel a tingle, make sure she feels that. And here's a special feeling I want you to give her. Think of a time when she accomplished something really important and felt a strong sense of success. Can you feel that? Good. Now feel that sense of success, that moment of success. Now distill that moment. Distill that feeling. Just at the moment of success, how it felt right then. Very good. Now magnify it. Fill your body and mind with that feeling, that pure feeling of success. That's right. That's right. Very good. It feels great, doesn't it? Now, when she's awake again, and I tell her to smile for me, I want you to flood her body with that sensation of success. It'll make her feel good, won't it? Okay, you know my instructions now. My simple instructions to listen to what I tell her and to make it so. And when she smiles for me, to fill her body with that feeling of success. Okay, now, I look forward to talking to you again, but now it's time to bring her back. I want her to come back feeling relaxed and refreshed. On the count of five. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Welcome back. Welcome back. Stretch and enjoy. Just take your time. Take your time. Let your mind clear. That's it. I think now you can see how relaxing and refreshing hypnosis can be. It can leave you feeling really great. But, of course, there's more to it. I want to show you how hypnosis can be used to control your sensations and body, even when, like now, you're awake and alert. I want you to relax a bit, massaging your shoulders, squeezing, squeezing. That's it. Relax as I squeeze your shoulders. Very good. Now, feel a shiver going down your back. Down, 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 down. And now back up again. Up, up, up. And squeezing your shoulders again. Feels great, doesn't it? And now, I want you to smile for me. Just give me a big smile. That's it. That really feels great, doesn't it? Notice that the more you smile, the better it feels. And the better it feels, the more you smile. The more you smile, the better it feels. And the better it feels, the more you smile. It's like a cycle. Enjoy it. You know, smiles are a secret weapon. When people see you smile, they think you know a secret. And you do. You know how great it feels to smile. And whenever you smile now, it feels so, so great. Very good. See, like I promised, my voice can guide your sensations, even when you're awake and alert. And I'll show you one more example. The back of your neck. It's tingling. Tingling. That's it. little sparkly tingling. So pleasant. Just let it happen. That's it. Very good. See, my voice can guide those sensations. Now let that tingle move around your body. Let it move wherever it would feel best right now. Wherever you want to feel that tingle right now. Yes, right there. Right there. Tingling. 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 It's such a wonderful sensation. I hope you've enjoyed your first taste of global suggestion hypnosis. There's so much more that can be done to help you feel better, live better, or pursue your urges. And if this first one was a good experience for you, then you'll be ready to enjoy those advanced effects. If you want to tell me about your experience, just go to globalsuggestion.com and send me a note. This is Hypnomaster D. Thank you very much for listening.